And I thought if we was having Christmas at the house on Christmas Eve, then they ain't a whole lot different than what we've done, other than we ain't eat. But we would sing and talk and praise the Lord and just enjoy the Lord. And I am glad that we get to do that tonight. All right, Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Becky was mentioning the mighty men a while ago, and we was talking even this morning, me and her, and I want to give encouragement where I can. Me and her discussed, if you paid attention last Sunday night, the girls were singing in ministry and in song. The young people. And Luke and Landon were ministering on the front bench with David.
Right. Yep.
And you had the young girls singing and the young men preaching. That's what you had, really. And you had them bringing to the Lord. And I just want you to know that everybody's important.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Every song was important and every prayer is important. And I commend the young lady that sung last Sunday night. I commend you again. And I appreciate Luke and Landon for minding the Lord and carrying a burden. And the mighty men have been praying for David, all of them. In fact, we gathered around him and prayed the other Sunday. And they kind of put him on the spot. But he wouldn't say he was lost. So it's up to him. So anyway, I just appreciate the young people as well. I didn't want to leave tonight without saying that. Everybody all right? All right, let's pray together. Father, I come, and Lord, you have given me my Christmas tonight. I've enjoyed this thoroughly. Thank you for the service this evening, for this my family that has come, for maybe family that's watching. And Lord, I ask your richest blessings on those that's tuned in and can't be here. Lord, encourage them tonight with Jared's song. Lord, that ought to encourage all of them. And Lord, oh, holy night. Oh, you're wonderful this evening, and we just love you. Ask you now to help us as we open up your word. Lord, your word is even more true tonight than it's ever been to me. And I thank you for it all. In Jesus' name. Amen. On this Lord's Day night, think about it, Christmas Eve on this Lord's Day night, a holy night. I just want to look at the Bible just for a little bit. I won't bore you with the Bible. I hope you don't get bored with the Bible. Get your Bible out. You might want to mark some things. And I want to show you tonight how true your Bible is at Christmas. So if you want a title tonight, it's Christmas is True. Christmas is true. And it's true tonight. And I love how the Word of God brings everything together. Let's look at chapter 2, and I'm just going to read one verse right now. And we'll probably get to all of them. Might go back at the very end and read the Christmas story. Can I share this with you? I remember growing up as a boy, and my papa didn't have but a... He didn't finish the sixth grade. He had to go to the coal mine when he was still in the sixth grade to work and make a living. And it was when God saved him, he put him in a predicament that he had to spend 16 months the first time in solitary confinement with tuberculosis, and had his Bible and a pencil and a notepad. And three different times he was spent months isolated, no visitors allowed, the woman, the doctors and the nurses, and he had his Bible and a pencil and notepad. And when he come out, him quoting the scripture was not a problem. So that's all he done, day and night, quoting the scripture. And I can remember him, before we'd open presents, he'd take the Bible, they'd hand him the Bible, and he never opened it, always. He'd hold it like that, and he he would start in Luke chapter 2, verse 1, and quote word for word, pause at every little place, every punctuation, and give us the Christmas story before we open the gift. Never had to read it. It was always word. You could follow him along in the Bible. It was always word perfect. And oh, that we might understand that it's true. Christmas is true. And this blessed book is true tonight. And I hope I can encourage you to read your Bible and to believe your Bible. If nothing else, believe the Bible when it's preached to you. All right? So let's look here. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And we know, we've preached Christmas the past couple of weeks, and Wednesday night, and tonight, or this morning, and we know that's the Christmas story. Unto you is born a Savior. Not just a babe, but a Savior. Was he a babe? Well, he came as a babe. He was born of a woman, and he had to start that way. He had to start in the flesh. God put on the robe of flesh. He didn't come as a man. He came as a babe. He came in the womb. And he was God when John the Baptist was in Elizabeth's belly, when Elizabeth and Mary met. John the Baptist leaped and worshipped, if you read your scripture, worshipped the Lord. And Mary had just got pregnant, and Elizabeth was about 6 months along, and there was worship going on because that babe was deity.
Yes.
That babe was God. That's why the worship was there. So don't tell me he's not God. Don't tell me he's not. He's just a good man. No, he's God. I want you to know he's God tonight. But when I think about the Bible and how true is Christmas, how true is Christmas? Think about it. How true is Christmas? Well, let's see. Let's go back about 600 years or so. If my dates are wrong, don't hold me again. That's 700 years or so. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 7. Can we just for a moment? We'll look at some things. And just see how true our Bible is. All right? Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. It says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And then about 740 years later, thereabout, all right, everybody with me? Turn over to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. And we'll just see what happened. Matthew chapter 1. And we'll start reading about verse 20. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, which it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Just want you to know that it's so true that it was said in 740 years thereabout afterwards that it come to pass. So just want you to know that Christmas is true.
Amen.
Isaiah said it was going to happen, and it happened just exactly like he said. You know why? Because your Bible's true. Christmas is true tonight. And you can trust your Bible. You think about that. And then I thought we all wonder about the place. Well, he was born in Bethlehem, was he not? Well, let's see. Was it ever told that he should be born in Bethlehem?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can find Micah. I don't know if I can even find him. It's in the Old Testament. All right? And let's look at Micah chapter 5. All right? Don't bear with me, I've got to save it. The name's too. Let's sing the song here. Micah chapter 5. And let's look at verse 2. It says, but thou, Bethlehem, Ephrata, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. See, you're talking about God. You're talking about Jesus being born. Is everybody okay? That's in Micah. Well, let's look over back over to Luke chapter 2, okay? Or Luke chapter 1. Look at Luke chapter 1. That's right, Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. Everybody with me? See, we talk about his birth, right? Isaiah said he's going to be born of a virgin. He was. Christmas is true. Micah said he's going to be born in Bethlehem. Isaiah said he's going to be born. Micah said this is where he's going to be born. Not what county, not what state, not what country. This is the town. He's going to be born in this town. And Luke chapter 2, verse 1 said, it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea and to the city of David, which is called what? Bethlehem. Because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great. Which I can tell you, Christmas is true. It was said 700 years before, 740 years before that he's going to be born of a virgin. He was. 700 years after that, it was said he's going to be born in Bethlehem, and he was. I just want you to know your Bible is true. Is that all right? How about we look in the Bible and see if he's ever going to come? How about we go to Genesis? Everybody still all right with me? We'll go real quick here. Genesis chapter 12. Just to show you, there's going to be a promise. There's going to be a promise that Jesus would come. How about Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3? God tells Abraham that Jesus is coming. And this ain't but right at 2,000 years before he comes. You know, hardly nothing. They're just like a blink of an eye, you know? And it says here, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. That was a prophecy of Christ coming out of him. It's in thee all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, you say, well, how do I know that's talking about Jesus? Well, I'm glad you asked that, because you need to know. Look at Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. And let's start reading in verse 1. It said, the book of the generation of who? Jesus Christ, the son of David. What's the next phrase? The son of Abraham. Huh? Genesis chapter 12 says he's going to come out and it's going, all the families of the world will be blessed. That's what God told Abraham. And hardly nothing, 2,000 years, here he comes. Huh? We okay with that? Just want you to know that Christmas is true, that it didn't just happen, but that God had a plan, and your Bible states all of it tonight. Ain't that most wonderful? And we're just talking about his first coming. How about Jeremiah? Let's see if we can find Jeremiah. It's in the Old Testament, I think. Jeremiah, how about verse 23 maybe? Jeremiah chapter 23. We're not going to split hairs if you think I'm out of context, but let's look here. Jeremiah chapter 3. And let's see here. Let's start at verse 5. All right. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. I think Jeremiah's talking about the Lord.
Yeah.
That's just what I see here. And then if I go back to Luke chapter 1. And I'm going to start, let's see. Let's start around verse 30. Everybody still okay? Luke chapter 1, about verse 30. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. I just believe that we're talking about the same king.
Yes.
We still okay?
Yes. Huh?
Now that's just about his birth. Right? Well, how about as he got a little old? How about as he got a little old? Let's look at Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. As he got a little older, you know, after he was, I don't know exactly how old, the wise men came. They didn't come to the manger. They come there in the house where he was at. And let's look here in verse 14 and 15. After the wise men left, it says in verse 14, when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. I'm going to have to go back now, Hosea, and show you that Christmas is true and that the Bible is true. And the Bible holds together. And in Hosea chapter 11, verse 1, it says, when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. I just want you to understand that the Bible is true tonight.
Amen.
And that the prophet said he would come out of Egypt. And he went there in exile, and he came out of Egypt. You know why? Because Christmas is true.
Amen.
The Bible is true. And you can trust your Bible tonight.
Amen.
You can trust the whole thing. Is that all right? Well, there's more. Can we go back to Jeremiah and see what we can find there? Jeremiah must have been walking with the Lord. He said some mighty wonderful things. How about Jeremiah 31? Jeremiah 31. Again, somebody criticize and say, well, you're taking out of context. Well, let's see. It's just 600 years before. All right. Jeremiah 31, 15 says, thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Now look at Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. And I see what he's talking about maybe here. Matthew chapter 2, verse 8, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they're not. I think my Bible's true tonight. I think Christmas is true. I think I can trust my Bible. And if I don't have all of it, it's okay. If I got a piece of it, I'm still all right. Can I tell you that every word is true? And every paragraph and every sentence and every chapter, it's all true tonight. And that's just about his life. We okay with that? I just want you to show us, tell you it's true. Christmas is true. Jesus is true. His word's true. But then, it ain't just Christmas in a manger. It ain't just Christmas in a wise man. For the wise men to come and see. How about his death? Huh? Huh? Have we ever read anything about his death in the old? We got a whole New Testament written about his death, right? Everybody all right with that? We don't have to read. We can if you want to. We can read every scripture pertaining to his death. We don't want to do that. We'll be here a while. We'll be here until next Christmas, maybe. It'll take me a while to read all of it. How about we just read where the Old Testament said about his death? Can we do that just for a couple of places? See, there was a problem with the old prophets. All of them didn't see Calvary. They see him as king in glory, but they didn't see him as the suffering Savior. All of them didn't. Ah, but some of them did. Some of them did. And Isaiah 53, can we read a couple of verses there? We okay with that tonight? Isaiah 53, verse 2. Now, we're talking about the death of Christ, right? It's just 700 years before. That's all. It says, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when he shall see him, when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper his hand. I just want you to know that I can trust my Bible, that everything about Jesus is true, and Christmas is true. Now, Isaiah, 700 years, went ahead and gave us in detail what Jesus was going to happen. And people said, well, how do you know he was talking about Jesus? Well, I read, I believe, maybe over in Acts, that there was an Ethiopian eunuch sitting out there trying to understand a copy of Isaiah. And when Philip, the Lord snatched him up and stuck him over by the chariot. Yep. And he said, do you understand what you read? He said, is he talking about himself or another? And he opened his mouth, and what did he preach to him? Jesus. Because that's what Isaiah was talking about. I just want you to know you can trust your word. All the scripture comes together. It's not just a book. It's God's book. It's God's word. And Christmas is true. Christmas is true. Ain't it wonderful? But Isaiah wasn't the only prophet. See, there's a prophet a lot of people don't realize was a prophet. Isaiah was 700 years. Let's go back 900 years. How about let's go to Psalms 22. Can we do that? Can we go to Psalms 22? Maybe. You all right? Everybody all right with that?
Yeah.
Psalms 22. How about Psalms 22? And we'll let King David, a man after God's own heart, let him describe Calvary.
Yeah.
Just 900 years or so before it ever happened. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's what Jesus quoted in Matthew.
Yep.
Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season am I not silent. Thou art holy, O thou that inhabit the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted him. Another quote, if we go back to the New Testament. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gapped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. He's describing a crucifixion here that was not invented yet.
Right.
just so you'll know, it wasn't invented yet, and David is describing it.
Yes.
I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, and is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me, and assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. Mm-hmm. He's showing us Calvary.
Yep.
900 years before there was a Calvary. I want you to know tonight that Christmas is true, that Jesus is true, that his birth was true, that his life was true, that his death was true, and the Bible's true tonight. I just want you to know that. It's all true. It's all true. We could go on. We could go on. And then there's another event. See, the prophets, they liked the second coming, but they didn't call it the second coming because they put it all together as one coming.
Right.
So where do we find it? Well, we might not go to the prophets you think. Let's go to Zechariah, and then we're going to go to a prophet you'll never think was a prophet. Zechariah chapter 12. We still okay? I'm going to quit here. Zechariah chapter 12. And let's look at verse 10. And I will pour upon the house of David, upon the habits of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and supplication. They shall look upon me whom they have pierced. There's a quote from the New Testament there. Wait a minute, you can't quote the Old Testament from the New Testament. It has to be the New Testament quote, right? We're used to reading it in the New Testament. But we don't go back in the Old and read it. So which one quoted who? Well, can I say Zechariah did 500 years before thereabout. He said, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. They shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadadarim in the valley of Megiddo. I just want you to know that Zechariah was talking about the second coming. We still okay? Christmas is true. His birth is true. His life is true. His second coming's true. My Bible's true. The Old Testament's true. The New Testament's true. God's true. And let God be true and all men liars. And hallelujah for a preserved word we got tonight that we can do all this. But let's run to a prophet. To a preacher and a prophet that nobody thinks really he was. How about we turn over to Job? Can we turn over to Job? And look at a couple of verses and I'll let you go home. Have Christmas. Job chapter 14. Talking about the second coming tonight. Job chapter 14. We're talking about it being true. We're talking about his birth and the place he was born and his life and his death and his crucifixion. And now his second coming. Can we read it here in Job chapter 14? Let's go to verse 14. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait for my chance.
Yeah, that's right.
Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou will have a desire to the work of thine hand. And thou will have a desire to the work of thine hand. That's what you know. He's talking about the second coming.
Amen.
Job was. Ain't that wonderful?
Amen.
See? That's why people fight this book. Why they want it all different. Oh, you got to have it like it is tonight. Ain't it wonderful? How about we go to chapter 19? Chapter 19. Let's look at verse 25. Job's still preaching about the second coming. Verse 25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. Wait a minute. He ain't been born yet. Huh? That's because he didn't become the Redeemer when he was born.
That's right.
He was born a Redeemer. He was born a Savior. He was alive and well with God. And Job said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Hey, he knew that he was going to stand on the Mount of Olives. I just want you to know, Joe, pretty good prophet. Pretty good preacher, huh? Though after my skin worms destroy this body. Wait a minute. Yet in my flesh shall I see God. The only other one that knew that was Paul.
Yeah.
Paul learned that as the mystery out in the desert being taught by God. Right. But Job knows it. Job knows it. Huh? Think about it. Ain't it wonderful? And then verse 27 says, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my rage be consumed with me. I just want you to know that Christmas is true, that his birth is true, that the place he was born is true, that his life is true, that his second coming is true, that he's true. Christmas is true. It's real. It's real. I know it's real. Think about that. Think about that. I was looking there just studying this afternoon a little bit. Over 300 references in 260 chapters in the New Testament. It talks about Jesus coming again. 300 references in 260 chapters. I think maybe he's coming again. And I was reading this, and I didn't figure this. This is what I read. Somebody said this. For every one time his first birth, his first coming was mentioned, eight times compared to his second coming.
Why not?
He comes the first time. I just want to be encouraging. He's coming the second time.
Yeah.
Then it'll really be Christmas.
Amen.
Then it will really be Christmas. And just so you know, Paul wrote to the church of Thessalonica, his first letter to them, and all five chapters mention his coming. Mm-hmm. All five chapters mention the second coming. I just want you to know it's true. It's true tonight. What'd you get for Christmas? Well, I got the truth.
Yes.
The truth is, his birth is true. And where he was born is true. And his life, even where he moved to. The prophets proclaimed where he moved to and where he would come from. I mean, that's a little bit intense, ain't it? Huh? Ain't that a little bit intense? 500 years, he's going to be born in Bethlehem. Of all the places, what would Micah know was going to be going off in Bethlehem? But God had a plan. Micah, you tell it, and then I'm going to show you how I'm going to do it. And I'm going to have a governor named... Cyrenius, when he was the governor. I want to have him make a tax law to bring Joseph to Bethlehem. Now, I just want you to understand, don't doubt your Bible.
Amen.
Don't doubt your Bible. He told Micah to tell it, and he already had a plan for it. Are we okay with that? I got a big God.
Amen.
And I'm going to go sing one.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.